Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, What is the Good News We Proclaim?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The good news of the Lord. Why didn't the apostles believe? Because he spoke first to someone other than themselves? Because Mary Magdalene was a woman? Because it was too preposterous to be true? Would we have believed? I wonder. After all, what is resurrection? It's not a resuscitated body. Our God is a God of surprises. According to the gospel, Mary thought he was a gardener. Cleophas and company saw him in another form. Would we believe in resurrection? The apostles had heard Jesus foretell it. They were living in the midst of confusion. They knew Jesus had died on the cross and been buried. Despite their unbelief, Jesus did something a little strange. He said to those who did not believe, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Those whose belief was not 100%, who couldn't believe their companions, were sent to proclaim the good news. We live in confusing pandemic times, with those who have died, crisis of racism, violence, and poverty, to name a few. How to believe in whatever life after the pandemic will bring? We know the gospel. Paul tells us we're baptized into the risen body of Christ. But what does that mean? Do we believe it? We, in spite of our imperfect faith, are sent as the apostles to proclaim the good news to all the world. What is the good news we are called to proclaim to the whole world and to every creature? That there is life beyond all we have ever known? That there is hope? We need to proclaim by our lives, making that so. We need to show what we can only hope. How can we help create a world that appreciates diversity, the unseen hope and dreams, a future we long for? Today, let us recognize God's trust in us and all of creation to create out of our actions the good news of unconditional and faithful love beyond measure. What will you and I do to make that real?